You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now joining us is the country director of RNIB in Northern Ireland, Robert Shilliday, as we remember the late Queen Elizabeth II. Now, Robert, Her Majesty the Queen was a patron of RNIB, and her death was met with great sadness by the charity. So what do you think her patronage meant for the organisation as a whole?
I think for RNIB, it's been a really positive thing in terms of providing profile for the organisation and bringing focus on the work we do with and on behalf of blind and partially sighted people throughout the UK and, of course, in Northern Ireland. I think in Northern Ireland, she also played a very particular role, wider role, that impacted upon the community and, of course, blind and partially sighted people, and that was reconciliation. Her Majesty visited the province here in Northern Ireland more than 20 times, probably would have done more so, but for the Troubles. But in recent years in particular, particularly for the last decade since we've been in a peace process, she has been very significant, very prominent in terms of bringing people together from various sections of what would have been a divided community. And I think in terms of the sort of things that have been happening in Northern Ireland in recent weeks and what things have been saying, that's been very much reflected, that role that she played in bringing us together.
Yeah, because I guess that's the thing that comes up quite a lot on the news, is that she was really towards promoting peace, promoting unity. And I imagine there is quite a unique atmosphere in Northern Ireland right now when it comes to the community and how the people are reacting to her passing.
Yes, and I think that no more so than on Tuesday, King Charles and Camilla visited Northern Ireland. There were events both at Hillsborough and St Anne's Cathedral in Belfast. Myself and my colleague Jackie Willerow were fortunate enough to represent RNIB at the Service of Remembrance in St Anne's Cathedral for the life of Her Majesty. And when you looked at that event and we looked around, you know, you had leaders of all the faiths across Northern Ireland. You had people there from every community. Northern Ireland's a much more diverse place than it would have been 20 years ago. Politicians from every sort of spectrum of politics here in Northern Ireland. And all of them have spoken in a very respectful way about the Queen, talked about the impact that they made. They all had their own personal stories, which I thought was interesting. And it's not very often in a place like Northern Ireland where you have that consistency of thought and respect for anyone. And that shows how Her Majesty was held and the esteem to which she was held. No matter what your political opinion, people recognised what she had done and how steadfast she'd been in terms of the work that she'd done over the years.
And I think the really interesting thing here is that in a way, it was for a final time, she brought people together. Even in her death, she's kind of unifying everyone. So, Robert, I have to ask this question because I've been asking everyone to share their favorite memories of the Queen. So would you mind telling us your favorite memory of Her Majesty?
Well, I suppose to give you a very personal one from when I was just 11 years of age. So that year, I think it was 1977, was the Queen's Silver Jubilee. And through an uncle of mine who was president of the Scottish Pipe Band Association, believe it or not, we got an invitation as a family to a musical tattoo that was taking place at Hillsborough Castle in Northern Ireland, attended by Her Majesty the Queen. And I have to say, for a wee boy at that age of 11, with my family, it was such an exciting thing to be part of. Now, I didn't get to say hello to her personally. I think I got within possibly shouting distance. But for me as a boy of 11 years of age and my family and my sister, who I think was 8 at that time, it was remarkable to actually see this lady that, you'd seen her on Christmas Day making her speech, et cetera, et cetera. You'd seen her on royal occasions, maybe on the balcony. But here she was in County Down, no more than about 10 miles from where I was brought up. So it was such an exciting occasion for us, and one that I remember very, very clearly.
Oh, Robert, that was such a lovely memory, and thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio and for sharing your, memory of Her Majesty.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.